So there is daf in Masechet Beitzah brought to you from Eretz Chemda Tova Urchava is daf Chet. And the last thing that we learned was the question about why you would be allowed to use Ofer Tichoach to do the Kisui Hadam. And the problem was, aren't you making a hole? And that's not so pashut because you should not really be making a hole since Ofer Tichoach we had back in Shabbos, it just sort of fills up the hole because it just comes from all over and it just collapses into the hole. And Tosfos explains that that's true, but we're talking about over here, remember, any case of Ofer Tichoach, which could mean even if you've got an area, which is just a small area of Ofer Tichoach, which if you remove the Ofer Tichoach, which is the loose dirt, then you're left with a hole because the area around it is hardened. And even so, we said that it was mutter. So what about the problem of the guma? So we had the last answer was that because if you're making a guma and you really don't need the guma, all you need is the offer that's inside of it, that you're potter. Now, this, of course, rings bells because every time we talk about a malacha shein tzricha legufa, that's sort of the formula that we use, right? Ha'osa x ve'eino tzorech ela l'z is not a problem because it's a malacha shein tzricha legufa. But that's not the way that Rashi explained it, and that's not the way we explained the Gemara yesterday. What we explained was, according to Rashi's approach, that it's not a problem because it's mekalkel. And if it's a mekalkel, you don't want actually the hole, so then what are you going to do with the hole in the middle of the yard or the living room, whatever the case would be? So mainly you're being mekalkel. Tosfos, however, takes the easy way out and says, oh, well, it means what it always means. Now, there's a good reason why Rashi didn't like that pshat. And Tosfos points out that taking that pshat still leaves us with a couple of problems. I mean, first of all, a malacha she'ena tzricha legufa is still osur v'chatchila, even though it's potter. So, I mean, it's a big no-no. It's an isur derabbanan. Well, what answer is it to say it's a malacha she'ena tzricha legufa? Just a question whether you're potter or chayev, but it's not a question of it's being mutter. So therefore, Tosfos has to be b'chadash. The Gemara is taking for granted as a given that for simchas yantev it would be mutter even b'chadchila, which is like a lot is missing from the book if that's the case. And the other obvious problem is if that's the case, then why do we need, if you're telling me that it's luxury tzichel agufa, what do we even need the Decker notes for? So Tosfos says, well, the Decker notes we need because of muktzah. So it shouldn't be a problem of muktzah, so that without that, we're not really handling the issue of the muktzah. Okay, you can certainly see why Rashi would want to avoid some of those issues. Anyway, let us now begin, now that we have our fuller contingency. Don't put that finger on the phone, Gabi. No. I see what you're planning. No, we got you. So, we've even got Sir Richard. This is amazing. Look at that. Okay, so we're ready to start today's stuff, which I was sort of just going over the issues from previously to give everybody a chance to come in over here. So we're holding at the two dots now on Ches Amud Aleph, and the Gemara is wondering about the weird Mishnah. The Mishnah says, it seems to say, anyway, that the reason that you're allowed to do this is because Efer Kira is Muhan. What in the world? We were talking about having a Decker, and you're allowed to use it, and then all of a sudden we get to Efer Kira. What in the world does Efer Kira have to do with anything we're talking about? We were talking about whether you need a Decker, Mibe Od Yom. So what is Efer Kira Muhan? Who have to do with anything? Who ever talked about Efer Kira, Mandach Hashmer. Did you tell me who mentioned Efer Kira around here? Anybody want to stand up, please? Whoever mentioned Efer Kira? What is it doing here in the Mishnah? Omer Rabbeinu, this is Ron Girsa. Basically, what it means is, by the way, you know that the Gro generally uses the idea that whenever we say the something that is Ema or something that isn't really a change, it's that you're meant to understand that that's the point of the Mishnah. So that when it says Efer Kira, it means, I think this is the correct Girsa, as I'm about to say it, which is the way it appears in a number of the Rishonim, including in the Shita, and that is Hachi Kama, She Efer Kira Muchanu. Not She Efer, but Vishe Efer Kira Muchanu. In other words, It's not an explanation of the Decker notes or anything like that. It's saying that everybody is Meida, also that Efer Kira is considered to be Mukhan, and therefore would not be a problem. It has nothing to do with the previous statement at all. This business about Efer Kira is also not all that clear, because don't think that that means that if you went ahead and you burnt things on Yontiv in order to cook up something in your oven, and now you have it left over, that's not considered to be mucha. The time that we say that it's mucha is if before Yontiv, before Yontiv, you already had this ash, right? It was sitting there in your oven. So now you were figuring, okay, gosh, what am I going to do with that on Yontiv? I'll be able to use it for whatever needs covering, you know, if I shecht a behema or a chai or an oaf or whatever. But if before Yontiv this was a piece of wood, and now on Yontiv it turns into Efer Kira, because now I cook something on Yontiv, that is not going to be muchan, because before Yontiv it was bichlal not roi, right, for me to use for Kisui Adam. So what you're telling me is that now that it turned into magically this material that could be used for Kisui Adam, that's nolad, and that should be also according to anybody. Although I shouldn't say according to anybody, but it's certainly according to the way the Tosfos was understanding Rav Yehuda way back on Daf Beis. Remember, Tosfos says, look, I mean, Rav Shimon, sorry. Even Rav Shimon is really made that something that is out and out nola, meaning that bichlal, there's no way that you would have looked at that and connected it in your mind to something that you were going to use it for. If Erev Yontif, it was in your, it wasn't even your fireplace or your stove, it was sitting in a pile of wood, there's no way that you were thinking of using that wood to cover up the dam of a chaya that you shechted. So that would be like straight out and out, no lot, even according to Rabbi Shimon. Remember, Tosfos and Shita is, there are degrees of nolad. We went through some of those degrees back in the beginning, but something that a person would never have been thinking about at all, even Rabbi Shimon is made that it's ipso facto considered to be this type of muktzah that could be uksime elav, because it wasn't in anybody's mind to use. Okay, but if that's the case, you should know that even if you cooked with it on Yanta, if it's still hot, so then it's still usable, right? In other words, let's say it's hot enough to be able to get a soft-boiled egg on it, you know? You can put an egg in it, it sits in it, and then you'll be able to eat the egg. So then that means it's still muchad for whatever use it was going to be. So if it's muchad for that, and use it for whatever you want. You don't have to use it for the egg, obviously. So when we say you cannot use the afer that was burnt, we mean if it's totally cooled down, it's not usable at all for its purposes on Yontif. Now the fact that you made it on Yontif doesn't change its nolad status. That's all that Rav was saying. Tanya me'ochi. And it's even a brisa. When it says in the Mishnah that Efer Kira is usable, and I could go ahead and I could cover the dam of its sipor and echaya with lo omru ela shehusak mi erev yom tov. But if it was usak mi yom tov out of wood, that was pure wood before yom tov, the only way you could use it and it wouldn't be nailat even according to Rabbi Shimon, was if it's royal, it's lo bo beitza, then it's mutter. If it's still hot enough to cook an egg in, okay. But if it's already cooled down, forget it, because then it's really noila. Okay, once we bring up this issue of the Efer Kira, there's another way, really, you can get around this problem of Kisui Hadam, because as we've already seen back in Masechet Shabbat, it was very standard to have a little corner, like they do today, you know, for cars where it snows. So you have this pile of sand, you can take sand, you put it under your wheels, and get the wheels going, right? So l'chora, that sand isn't muktzah, because it's set aside for use, okay? So if somebody does this, somebody sets aside his a pile of ofer tichuach, and he sets it aside now on the ground of his gina. So he's using it in his garden, or churvato, he's got this area which is a churva, and he's got to like spread sometimes something on the ground in order to make it usable. Mutar chasolpo, he is allowed to use that for anything. He could use it even to cover over the dam of a chaya or an oaf that he shechted. So Amar Rav Yehuda takes it a step further. Rav Yehuda said, forget about taking a pile of dirt, okay? A pile of dirt, I assume it's piled up and so on. that then it's clear that that's why it was. But suppose you put a little bit of dirt into a cup, you know, and then you take that into your house, not into your garden, it's not clear what you're going to use it for. Even that, if you're machnis adam lokupato afar, so you take like a pitcher worth of loose dirt, you can use it for whatever the heck you want. Osubo called socho. You define, this is what I want to use for covering up things. So you can use it for covering up things. Darash basut, rishmei basut, rabba. But this is only in the case where he was benyachid in a keren zavit. Meaning he had to set it aside. Drawer, don't leave us. He had to set it aside in a particular place. He couldn't like just set it down, you know, because then, I mean, if it didn't pile it up, it looks like you just spread it out already in the, on the floor. So it has to be clearly set aside for use. Problem is that we have a Mishnah that seems to contradict this in Chulin. You remember that we have this strange animal called a koi. Now, if you want to go out koi hunting, we got to talk to Barnea about that, but he's not here now, so we don't have to worry about arranging that, but it could be Alon will set it up for us. A hunt for a koi. Now, a koi is awfully coy. It's hard to catch them in the act. We don't know exactly what their din is. Are they considered to be a behemoth, or are they considered to be a chai? As a matter of fact, even what a koi is a machlokas, actually, whether it's a cross or whether it's a different name. But in any event, the problem with the koi is that you don't know whether you're mechuyev to be mechasa, it's dam or not, because it's a suffix whether it's a behemoth or a chai. Of course, the din of kisi adam is not actually applied at all to a behemoth, it only applies to a chai. So it says in the Mishnah in Chulin, that koi ein shochatino to biyom tov. You can't shecht it on Yom Tov, because since it's a suffix, what are you going to do if it's dam? The im shochato. But if you went ahead and you did, then you're not allowed to be mechasa the dam, because since maybe it's not chayim, so then, I mean, you can't be doing things on Yom Tov for something that you're not chayim. But on the other hand, maybe it is a chayim, and then you're going to be mevatel the mitzvah. So therefore, don't shecht it. And if you did shecht it, so then don't cover the dam. Now, let me ask you something. If Rabbi Yehuda is right, I mean, what do you mean don't cover it? He said that you always have this backup in which you could use a little cup of dirt for anything that you like. So you could use it to cover up the dam of the koi. So if it's true that you could even use dirt that you put in a corner in your house, so what's the problem? Can't you cover it with Rabbi Yehuda? What kind of weird question is that? Can't you cover it with review? And I don't understand what you're talking about. The Mishnah just gave you lots of cases that you could cover it with. Okay, what are you picking on poor Rebuta for? And what about everybody agreed that Efer Kira is Mucha? So why didn't you say, oh, cover it over with Efer Kira? Now, the Decker notes is not so clear. Tosis doesn't like that language, which we'll see why. But okay, let's take it on, and then we'll talk about what the problem is with it. Oh, the Decker notes. So obviously, we have no choice but to admit that, of course, we're talking about where you don't have that option. You don't have that option. So then, what are you picking on Rabbi Yehuda? You don't have his option either. I mean, what makes you think that you're talking about a case where if you don't have the burnt dirt, I mean, ash in your oven, so then what makes you think you have your special pile of Rabbi Yehuda's dirt? That's weird. Says the Gemara, what do you mean you don't have it? If you don't have it, so why are we talking about a suffix? And if it's a vadai, what would you do if you don't have it exactly? You would wave your magic wand? I mean, what exactly would you be doing? What does it have to do with it being a koi? If you're talking about not having it, so then even if it's a vadai, and it definitely is chayev, how exactly would you plan to cover the dam, since we paskin like Beis Hillel? I'm assuming we're going like Beis Hillel, that's how we paskin. Beis Hillel says, even if you went ahead and shechted it, bidavad, you're not allowed to go ahead unless you had Decker notes. Now you understand the problem with the Decker notes problem. So that the question over here, whether we thought originally like Beit Shammai, so the question is, can a Libet Beit Shammai, would we be allowing you even without a Decker notes? That seems clear from the Gemara later, as we'll see as Tosafot points out here, that even according to Beit Shammai, the statement in the Mishnah about Decker notes is true even according to Beit Shammai, even though Rashi is mashma, that it isn't. Okay, but Rashi later on is going to say otherwise. In any event, so what exactly are you saying? You're saying if you don't have any option to cover the blood, so then don't cover the blood. Thank you very much. What is after the suffix? If you don't have any option to cover the blood of a body, don't cover the blood either. I mean, no. You understand? The Mishnah is saying that we're talking about over here, not the question of if you went ahead and you shechted it. We're talking over here of what would you do if you need to eat something on Yontif. So you see, I would have thought that basically that, okay, if Lamaisa, you're caught short, right? And you need to do something. So then the way that I would understand it is to say, okay, I understand the Mishnah saying, Lomi boy, of course you can't check the Vada, you're not going to be Mavata the Mitzvah. But I would think, listen, you're hungry. You don't have anything to eat. The only thing you have to do is a koi. Barnea, we're arranging a koi hunt tomorrow under your guidance. So the only thing that we have is a koi. So I would think, okay, since a koi is soft. So I understand that a vadai, I don't want to be mevato, the mitzvah of simchus, the mitzvah of kisiyadam, just for simchus yotam. But when it comes to a koi, it's a suffix. So, okay, so maybe the suffix that I won't be yotze l'chiyav, so let me at least check that I have what to eat. And then what can we do? You know, I don't have the dirt. I don't have the dirt. So, well, that's the point. So, lo mi boy vad ay de lo lishchot. The Mishnah is telling me, not only can you not check something where you're going to certainly have a chiyav to cover the dam, but you might have thought that a suffix, I should go ahead and check it because it's simchas yontif. And I won't be mechas to the dam. What can you do? So suffik ema mishum simchat yom tov lishchot v'lo lechasik kamash v'lam, that even that you're not allowed to shech. That's what it's saying, not only the koi, saying even the koi. And it's not going on the part of the Mishnah that's sefer b'diavad, if you did it and don't be mechas, obviously you don't know what to be mechas with. What it's saying is don't shech. So that's even a koi, don't shech, even though it's only a suffik. Problem is, if you're trying to tell me that the Mishnah is talking about a case where you do not have anything to be mechas of the dam, so then how do you read the end of the Mishnah? The end of the Mishnah says, and if you did, then don't cover the dam. What do you mean, don't cover the dam? With what? I mean, it's mashma in the Reisha where it said, don't check, that means even though you do have some option, either, you know, depending on that gear, so whether it's Decker notes, but you might have Eifer Kira, you might have Rabbi Yehuda. So I don't understand. I mean, so then why again? Why did we talk about the court? Even the Dam of Achaya Vadai. Obviously, if it would have to be talking about that, there is something to be covering it with. Ella Amar Rabba. You know what? Says Rabba, there's a difference. I'll tell you the difference. The case of the Eifer Kira would not be usable. Huh? Thought you said Eifer Kira is Mukhan. Everybody said Eifer Kira is Mukhan. It's only Mukhan for Vada. It's not Mukhan for Suffolk. So since over here the Koi is a Suffolk, so then that means even if you said that I am preparing this for anything that I want, like the case of Rabbi Yehuda, wouldn't help you because it has to be something that your Vada going to be using. That's why we said a Koi. Because the only time that Eifer Kira is awesome is Lagabi the Koi. But Lagabi of Vadai Chaya, it would be usable. Where do you get that from? Says the Gemara. Was Rabbi Kamav saying that for a suffix, that it's not considered to be Mukhan? Why? Is it because if you're going to use the Eifer Kira, so you're going to be making a hole in it? I mean, I don't know. What's the problem making a hole in ashes? I mean, it's not going to be able to maintain itself. Fine, okay. So that the Achronim discuss what's the issue make about. But let's even say, so that if you hold that it's considered to be either binyan or something like that, so what's the difference if it's a suffix or vada? Ela must be that there's no problem making holes, like we said, because somebody's making a guma, ve'enot sarach elala afra, either because of Tosus's reason, that it's a malachah shen tzrich legufa, because of Rashi's reason, that it's a mekalkel. Fine, so then the same thing is certainly going to be true if you're talking about Eifer Kira. Forget about it, even dirt is that way. So, Achinami, we said the same thing that Rav Abba said. Ella, what would be the reason for a koi? That's a suffix. Why not? Because we're afraid that maybe you're going to make ketisha. You'll grind the dirt in order to make it suitable for covering the dam of the koi. But if that's a gezera, you could make that gezera even on a vada. Nigzar mishum ketisha. You have the same problem over there too, don't we? Well, not really, you see. Because let's say you would do ketisha. And it would be a vadaichia. So would you really be doing something so terrible? No. Why? Because kisui adam is a mitzvah saseh. And ketisha is an iser lo taaseh. So there's aseh docha lo taaseh, standard. So even if you did it, it would be a bad problem because you were allowed to do it in order to be mekayim the mitzvah. So there you go. So if it's a vadaichia, ketisha, asi eser docha lo taaseh, excuse me. That's not true. The only time that we say that asi eser v'dochi losa is kigon mila b'tzaratz. What are the examples that we've had in the Torah? The Torah says, I don't have water right now. The Torah says that you should do mila even if it's going to be mevata the mitzvah of the shmira of the nega tzaratz, right? So you're not allowed to cut off a nega tzaratz. So let's say the foreskin has tzaratz on it. Do the mila anyway. Okay, fine. Another example. If you're going to be putting in tzitzit that are tcheles into your beged of pishtan, so then you're going to be wearing kelayim. Torah says anyway, do it, right? That's kedilim dasalah. So, but in both of those cases, you'll notice that as you're being over on the lotasa, you are being mekayim the mitzvah. I mean, over here, you're doing a lotasa of grinding the dirt in order to be mekayim the mitzvah. You should not be mekayim the mitzvah when you're grinding the dirt. The Torah never said you could do something which is needed in order to do a mitzvah saseh. It was only at the time that you're being mekayim the mitzvah saseh. And therefore, that would be only, for instance, mila in the case of tzaras, or where you have this linen sadin, we call it linen, even in English today we call it linen. So you have linen that has tcheles, and the tcheles is wool. And at that point, you're being mekayim the mitzvah saseh at the very moment that you're being over the lotas. But over here, to do ketisha, in advance of the mitzvah, being in the kama akir lav, you're not being mekayim the aseh. Okay, fine. So what, you can't imagine a case where you could be mekayim the aseh. We're talking about he's standing right over the blood, right? And he's crushing it. So as he crushes it, he's covering the blood as he crushes it. So mamela, maybe that's what we're talking about, that it would be at the same time. Look, I mean, you understand that that's a problem because, I mean, who says, you know, and we're talking, you're talking, I don't know who's talking, but let's say, I mean, but even so, it isn't true because is there not a mitzvah saseh to keep yontev, Shabbaton, right? So if it's a Shabbaton, that's a mitzvah saseh, shvos. So yontev is both an aseh and a lot aseh ko malacha. You can't use an aseh to docha both an aseh and a lot aseh. So how are you going to explain that? Sof sof yom tov aseh v'lo taaseh. Of course, an essay cannot be docha, a lo taaseh and an essay. So therefore, again, we've got the same problem. If you're telling me that the reason I can't do the shechita of the koi is because I can't cover it because I may do ketisha, so I got the same problem with the vadai. I may do ketisha. Ela amar Rava, forgive it. It's not the point that there's a difference between as a given that something is mukhan only for vada, not for suffix. That's not true. If you said that you want to use this for covering the dam of a koi, that would be perfectly okay. The difference is that people don't think of things that are sfeikas. They think of things that are vada. That's the point. So a fakira, when the person thinks of it, what am I going to use this for? So he's thinking about the kind of things that he knows he's going to have a need for. And his das is therefore for definite chiyuvim, not for things, maybe, I don't know. You know, I'm not sure whether a koi needs it. I'm not thinking about that so much. Now, this is actually a svara that Rava uses, by the way, all the time. The Omar Rava, let's say a guy brings a pile of dirt, ofer tichorach, into his house before yantar. Now, the reason he needs this is because he has a kid around who is not toilet trained. And that tends to drop all types of unpleasant things all over the floor. So the guy is thinking, well, in case that happens, we better have something to even out the floor again. So he's got himself this pile of dirt that he uses to cover it up. So if he brought it in case the child drops some feces on the floor, so then he can use that dirt to cover over the dam of its sipor. But if he put it aside because he knows he wants to shecht a bird and he's going to need to be able to cover the dam in order to do the shechita, then if his kid actually drops some tzoa on the floor, he's not allowed to use it. Because one thing was planned and the other thing wasn't planned. I mean, yes, I understand that the kid certainly is going to drop somewhere, but it may not be in a place where he's going to need to cover it up. So, you know, maybe he'll go out in the yard or something. So therefore, you see that if you had in mind something that is for sure you're going to use, you can't use it for a suffix. That's the point. So that's the idea over here. So even though you had this material that was usable from before, it was ruchan only for vade, not for suffix. And that Rava says that all over the place. It isn't just over here in response to the koi issue. Whereas the Nahar Blai, Amre, the Nahar Blai, Rami Bar, there's a question over here. One of the Ramis, maybe it was Bura Bibi, two Lashonis over there in Sanhedrin. You can use it because the Nahar Blai consider it to be basically about the same idea that it's so likely that it happens, so you should be able to do it. And there's another issue about how we look at covering over children's messes. Amri b'mah Rava, pligi bar b'yez b'cham v'rabi Zeira. Or some say it was actually Rava, brother of Yosef, our Rav, Bar Chama and Rabbi Zeira. So one, we don't know who, but one of them said that a koi is no different than soa. So in other words, if you set aside something to use for a kid's mess, then you can use it for a koi. And one of them said, no, a koi is not like soa, because soa is definite in comparison to a koi. Relative to a koi, this kid is very likely to demand some offer. Whereas the koi is like a straight out suffix. So, and even though you said you don't know who said what, you said one said and one said, I'll tell you who the one said was. This time was Rava, was the one said. He was the one that said koi is like tsoa. Because Rava said, if you bring in a farlachasot bo tsoa, you're allowed to use it to be mechasa dam tzipor. But if you bring in dam tzipor, for use of dam tzipor, you are not allowed to be mechasa. So you see from here that Rava is the one who views tsoa to be not the same as a vadai. Because the tzipor, the guy knows he needs to check, that's a vadai. But the kid's mess is not considered to be a vadai relative to that.
Rabbi, now, vadai needs a drink. I think we should wait a minute.
Make a whole tzibur wait while I run and get a drink.
Yeah, David HaMelech needed water.
But in the end, he spilled it out.
I hope the Rebbe won't follow that aspect, even though Rebbe's a descendant.
Okay, I may have some in the bag right across here.
A thumbs up for taking one for the team.
You don't know about the davening that we had in Rosh Hashanah without Rebbe there. I davened Musaf for the first time in my life. Moshe Leal Rosenbaum davened Musaf. Somebody else was the Makri. Somebody else was the Balkari. The chain reaction went all the way.
How was it?
It was wonderful in absentia. We missed Rebbe every way. But Tzipora gave a hechsher to today.
Yeah. Okay, but everyone enjoyed Baruch Hashem.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I was with you in spirit. I told you that. Anyway, Rami, the Raider of Yeva Amar, I'll tell you, this whole discussion is completely useless. There's a totally different reason why we don't cover the dam. It's because if you would, then people will think you're covering the dam because it is a chaya. So if it's a chaya, then they can go eat the chaylev. So then you're going to end up being gutter people in Shikaris. Better not to cover the dam. What? So then what does that have to do with Yom Tov? Then that would be true even during the week, right? So you're telling me that if you tell people to cover over. No. During the week, if somebody sees you cover the dung. So then they'll figure, okay, you're just cleaning out the yard. I mean, you don't want to pile blood in the yard, so you're just covering it over. That's how people used to clean up things. They just cover it over with another layer of dirt. So, okay, fine. That's in a case where you shefted in the yard. How about if you didn't sheft in the yard? How about if you shefted over the garbage heap? Okay, then what? You're telling me that then it's different? And then you're not going to tell them to cover the dung? You certainly don't think you're covering it over with dirt in order to clean the garbage. That's where you put the garbage. So no, that doesn't make sense. Well, I'll ask you another question. If somebody comes into Besdin and says, should I cover over the dam of a koi? So we should tell him no, because if we tell him yes, so then he's going to think that it's a chayah. Did you ever hear such a thing? That we tell people, don't cover over the dam of a koi? Come on. Ela b'chol, the point is that of course you cover the dam of a koi, because even if a guy figures, okay, I don't know what a koi is. The rabbanon also don't know what a koi is, but they told me, look, it's a suffix. Go out there, it may be a mitzvah. Be mekayim the mitzvah, possibly. That he's not going to make the mistake of thinking that it's a vadai. But on yontiv, he says to himself, well, I mean, if it was really just a suffix with the rabbanon tell me to do all of this tircha on yontiv, nah, they would have told me, nah, it's a suffix, don't worry about it. That's his attitude, you know. So he thinks, okay, so the rabbanon would say, so don't do it. So therefore, if we tell them to do it on Yantiv, so then people are going to say, must be they know that it's Vadaya Chaya, in which case it'll lead to Chaylev. Tani Rebbe Zera, lo koi do vadamru. It's not only the koi that the Rabbanan said not to cover the dam. Even in cases, that's, the koi is a innate suffix, but the truth is any suffix. Suppose a guy shechted a behema and a chaya and an oaf, and now the blood got mixed up. We don't know which one is which. Okay, so now what? What do we do? Since it's a suffix, so then you cannot cover any of it, because maybe you're going to go ahead and being toreach and covering up dam of something that is in chayiv in covering because of the dam of the behema. So memela, that means that you cannot, this is like a whole different approach. The issue is you cannot be toreach on yontiv on something that is a suffix. That's a different explanation, essentially. Okay, so even though Kisui Hadam is a Dioraisa, the Rabbanan said, we do not want you to do that because it's Tircha Yisera. So Tosfos says, and the Rabbanan are going to tell you not to do something that's a mitzvah Dioraisa, and Tosfos says, yes, absolutely. We find many cases where B'Shev Naltase told you not to do. They're not telling you to do this, sir, but they're telling you not to be Mekayim in order to avoid doing something else. So that means that we have basically three pshatim over here. According to Rava, the idea is that if it was only Mukhan for Vadai, then he wasn't thinking about suffix. According to Rami, so then the Zera is, people may think that it's a Chaya Vadai, and they'll eat, because it's Yantav, they'll eat the Chelet. And what we just learned now by Rav Zera, the problem over here is that it's Tircha Yisera for no reason. Omer Rav Yossi bar Yassinia, this business where the blood got mixed up with other bloods, that's only if you're going to need to go to additional tircha. But let's say that you could just take one shovel and throw it over the whole mess and cover all of the three damim at the same time. Then there's no problem. And if then it would be motor. Well, I mean, obviously, if I'm not doing any extra tircha, I mean, what's the chiddush? The whole problem over here was the tircha. Pshita. No, you see, because Vien told me, I might have said, if people see I'm covering over sveikas, so they may come to cover over sveikas, even if I definitely am going to be made doing tircha yetera. Kamash Malan, telling us, therefore, there is no such takana. Omar Rabbah, I got another chiddush for you, namely, that if you shechted a bird before yotev, and you didn't bother going and covering its dam before, we're not going to let you cover the dam on Yantar. Because, look, if we don't let you cover the dam, it's not going to change anything. It's not going to make a problem for your Sukkos Yantar, because you're allowed to eat it even if it wasn't covered, even if you didn't do the mitzvah yet, right? So that's not a problem. And in general, we only allow you to do things on Yantar that could not have been done before Yantar. So therefore, since it should have been done before Yantav, so we're not going to allow you to be mechase the dam on Yantav. But we're not going to make a problem with Simchas Yantav, so fine. But I got another case, which you might think is the same, and it's not the same. Somebody makes some challah before Yom Tov, and he didn't take off challah. So now it's also to eat unless he takes off challah. Over there, he is allowed to take off the challah on Yom Tov, even though you're not allowed to take off trubas and maisers. And challah has a din of exactly, it's reishis aris ha-sechem, and therefore it has a din exactly the same as truma. But nonetheless, the idea over here is that we certainly are not going to make a takana that you can't take off challah on Yom Tov. That's ridiculous, because you're allowed to make bread on Yom Tov. So if you're allowed to make bread, then certainly you're going to have to take off the challah in order to be able to eat the bread. So that doesn't make any sense. So we never made a gezeira that you're not allowed to take off challah. So therefore, in this case, you're not doing an issur. So you could be mafrish challah, so even on Yom Tov, because it was an issur to take off challah. Fine. Wait. Avud Shmuel said that even in the case where you just made the dough from Erev Yom Tov, you're not allowed to take off challah on Yom Tov. So he argues. He argues that actually there is an issur of doing something that could have been done before Yom Tov, even though Lamaisa, if you did it on Yom Tov, would be okay. But this is a little bit strange, because Shmuel himself doesn't hold that there's an issur of eating challah, of eating something that didn't have challah. So it's a chutz la'aretz. They're talking about in Bavel here. So if you have challah chutz la'aretz, and you didn't take it off, you take it off later. Meanwhile, you can eat it. You can eat the bread. So if that's the case, so then apparently Shmuel must disagree with his father, because his father says that there's a problem of taking off the challah on Yom Tov, but according to Shmuel, you're not achieving anything. You're taking off the challah on Yom Tov, because anyway, you'd be allowed to eat it without it. Didn't Shmuel say challah chutz la'aretz? In that case, you would be allowed to be ocher v'olech, because the whole thing is only a derabbanan. So you could just eat and be mafrish later. Take off the challah afterwards. You just leave over a portion that you're going to be able to use as challah later. So then if that was the case, so then taking off the challah doesn't really do anything. If taking off the challah doesn't do anything, so then what would be the issur of taking it off? The reason that I'm not allowed to take off trumas and maisers is because that is similar to tikkun, because without it, I'm not allowed to eat it. So if I take it off, that means I'm fixing it on Shabbos or on Yom Tov, or I'm going to make a gezeira. But if I'm not doing anything, I'd be allowed to eat it anyway. So why would the Rabbanan, according to Avodah Shmuel, incorporate the issue of challah in the general gezeira of not taking off trumas and maisers? It doesn't make any sense. There's no logic in it. Oh, my Rabbi, I mean, of course there's logic in it. I mean, we don't need that in the particular case, it's going to necessarily be daima to tikkun. What we need is, in that a particular case, it could be daima to truma. That's what we need. In other words, we don't sit there making the differences. We define, like we've already seen throughout over here, we define the concept, right? So what's the concept? Concept is you cannot take off truma. So you're saying, well, but according to Shmuel, it isn't really truma because it doesn't do anything. That's not true. Let me ask you something. According to Shmuel, if I take off challah, doesn't it become usher for a non-kohen to eat? You're right. I didn't need to take off the challah on Trumas Chutz, on Challah Chutz La'aretz. But if I did, wouldn't Shmuel be made? You know that Shmuel, she'im korah la'em shem. If I say, harei zeh challah, it becomes usher lezorim, even in Chutz La'aretz. So even though I could have eaten without it, it still has a din of Truma. So if that's the case, the idea is that it's included in the general gezeira of not taking off trumas and maisers. So therefore, you can include it even according to him.